The champion of champions. The story about the champion of champions begins with a very mysterious and unusual incident in the life of the Manoah family, living in Israel on a hill near the border of the enemy country of the Philistines. One day, Mrs. Manoah was in the vineyard back of the house when someone approached her and said,
"Mrs. Manoah?"
"Yes, sir."
"You have no children?"
"No, but I wish we did have. We love children so much, my husband and I."
You will have a son, Mrs. Manoah."
"I will."
"When you have this child, you will refrain from drinking wine or strong drink. You will also not eat any unclean thing, and no razor or shears shall ever be used on the child, for he shall be temperate in all things."
Then Mrs. Manoah ran to the house and told her husband, saying,
"We're going to have a child, a son."
"A son? What are you talking about?"
"The prophet that I met back in the field. He promised that we would have a son."
You say he was a prophet of God?"
"Well, I don't know. He must have been, or else he wouldn't have known that we're to have a son."
"But didn't you ask him who he was?"
I didn't ask him who he was or where he came from. But he did tell me that when I have the child, I am not to eat unclean things or drink strong drink, and that we are never to shave his face or cut his hair."
"He was a man of God. He must have been."
"I forgot to tell you. The man said that our son would deliver Israel from the Philistines."
"The deliverer of Israel is to be our son. I only hope that we, as his parents, bring him up properly and teach him right from wrong. If only I had been there and talked to the man myself, I would have gotten more information from him."
"Well, if he was a man of God, he will come again, if you will pray and ask him to."
"Yes. Yes, I will. I'll pray and God will send the man again. O God of heaven and earth, let the man of God which thou didst send unto my wife come again unto us and teach us exactly how to bring up our son in the way he should go."
The man came again and talked to me."
"Where?"
"Back in the field. Come, I'll show you."
"Are you the man who told my wife that we are to have a son?"
"I am."
"Stay with us a while. At least until we can prepare a lunch and offer a sacrifice."
"Even though I do remain a while with you, I will not partake of thy food. But I will wait here until you offer a burnt offering unto the Lord."
So Manoah offered a burnt offering unto the Lord, and the man did wondrous things while Manoah and his wife looked on. The man went upward in the flame and disappeared out of their sight into heaven.
"Disappearing heavenward in the flames.
A miracle!
If he's a prophet, he'll be back."
But the man appeared no more to Manoah and his wife. Then they knew that the man was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, "He was an angel from heaven. Surely what he said will come to pass. We will have a son."
The angel's prediction came true. They had a son and named him Samson. Samson cried louder and longer than other babies. He was the champion baby crier. In time, Samson grew into a lad of 12. And as many 12-year-olds do, he had many tussles with other boys. Samson always won. He was a champion 12-year-old. One day, Samson, with his mother and father, were traveling to a nearby Philistine town to make arrangements to marry a beautiful young lady of Timnath.
"You and Mother go on, Father. I'm going to stop here in the vineyard for a while."
"Bashful, are you, son?"
"Won't you reconsider, son? Surely there are girls of our own nationality that you can marry."
"No, Mother, I want to marry her. Oh, she's beautiful, and she's just the girl I want for a wife."
"All right, Samson.
We'll go on and make the arrangements.
I'll be along as soon as I think you've had time to complete the arrangements.
All right, Samson.
It's about time I went on and saw my intended bride. A lion! A hungry lion, and he's going to attack me. I have no weapon, nothing, not even a club. Well, I'll have to fight him with my bare hands. Oh! Ow! Oh, that was close. I ripped his jaw apart. Oh, dear God of our fathers, thank you for giving me strength and victory over the lion. Amen. I won't tell anybody about this. They wouldn't believe me anyway. I'll stop and bathe in the river, and then go and see my bride.
And so began the career of a mighty man, the champion of champions. The next incident proving his strength came after he had been tricked into revealing a riddle in connection with the lion he had slain. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them, and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he returned to his father's house. Soon after this, Samson was forced to flee from the Philistines and take refuge in a small cave near the top of a mountain. The Philistine army took after him and made camp near the foot of the mountain. Immediately, a delegation of Israelites called upon the general of the Philistine army.
We are come as a delegation of the Israelite nation, and we would like to...
I know who you are. What do you want?
You and your army. What are you doing in Israel? We aren't at war with you. The war is over.
We will be at war again if you don't deliver Samson to us.
Samson?
Yes, Samson. We are here to take him captive. And when we get him, we are going to do to him as he has done to us.
But the last we heard, Samson was over in your country.
He isn't now. We chased him here. He's up there somewhere on that mountain.
Probably hiding in the cave of Etam.
Regardless of where he is, you better find him and turn him over to us, or you'll have a major war on your hands.
Samson! Samson! He doesn't seem to be here.
He's just cautious. Call him again.
Samson! Samson!
Tell him who we are.
Maybe he thinks we're Philistines.
Samson! We are a delegation of thy Israelite brethren.
I'm listening.
Come out where we can see you.
What do you want?
You, Samson.
You want me?
We want you to surrender to us.
You can turn me over to the Philistines.
If we don't, there's going to be war.
Let the Philistines capture me themselves, if they want me so badly.
Please, let us bind you and deliver you to the Philistines. That's the only way we can avert war with them. And war means death and suffering to our women and children.
Promise you won't harm me if I surrender to you.
We promise, Samson. All we want is to deliver you to the Philistine general.
All right, brethren. Bind me with new rope and deliver me to the Philistine.
We bound him and brought him to you.
Oh, so you are Samson, the strong man, huh? Well, with those ropes binding you, you're no stronger than the weakest. Men of the Philistine army, this is Samson, the strong man. What do you think of him?
He looks about as strong as a baby to me.
The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson,
and the cords that were upon his arms became as wax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands. And he found a jawbone and slew 1,000 men therewith.
No, 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 no.
Single-handed and armed only with the jawbone of a donkey, Samson fought that entire Philistine army and proved once again that he was a strong man, the strongest man who had ever lived, the champion of champions. For the next 20 years, Samson ruled Israel as their judge. During all that time, the Philistines hated him, but could find no occasion to do anything about their hatred. Then one day, Samson went to Gaza and stayed all night at a certain house.
General, General, I hear that Samson's here in the city, going to stay all night. It's the chance we've been waiting for.
You know where he is?
Yes, sir.
Good. We'll get him this time.
Shall I capture him now, General?
Oh, you don't know Samson. You'd better take a regiment and lay in wait for him at the city gate.
Now?
Of course now. He may try to sneak away during the night. In the morning, when he tries to leave, nab him.
Yes, sir.
On second thought, I'll go with you.
General, sir, why the need for quietness? The gate is shut and locked. Samson couldn't escape even if he tried.
We're not taking any chances. If Samson were to sneak up and hear us, discover that we're laying in wait for him, there's no telling what he might do.
General, someone's coming to the gate. Maybe it's Samson.
Get the soldiers out of sight.
They are, sir. It is Samson. He stopped at the gate.
He can't escape us this time.
He's trying to unlock the gate.
Let him try.
General, look at him. He's pulling the gate posts at him and carrying them all. Gate posts and all.
Oh, what strength. Quick, get your regiment out. Take after Samson.
There's only one regiment, sir. And we... We wouldn't have a chance against a man like Samson.
For years and years, the Philistines have hated Samson. Especially did the general of the Philistine army hate Samson.
I'll get him someday. For 20 years, he's got the best of me. But my day is coming.
In the valley of Sorek, not far from Jerusalem, lived a very beautiful Philistine woman named Delilah. One day, she was visited by the general of the Philistine army.
I understand, Delilah, that Samson visits you quite frequently.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
You are a Philistine, aren't you?
Of course, General.
You want to help your country?
Naturally.
Then tell me all you know about Samson.
What do you want to know, General?
Does he love you?
I think so. I think he's madly in love with me.
And you, with him?
I like him. I like to be seen with him. He's a strong man, General, a famous man, and I... Yes, I think I love him.
More than you do your country?
No, General, I love my country more than I love Samson.
Now, we're getting somewhere. You're beautiful, Delilah, and unscrupulous. You should be able to handle Samson.
That depends.
We'll pay you. Pay you well.
Keep talking.
We'll pay you 1,100 pieces of silver.
Now we are getting somewhere.
Samson's danger is in his superhuman strength. Find out the source of his strength. He'll tell you, you tell us, and we'll be able to bind him, subdue him, afflict him. That's going to be a real pleasure. I'll personally inflict punishment upon him.
Samson, dear, is it true that you once killed a lion barehanded?
No.
And that you've killed unnumbered soldiers with nothing more than a club.
Oh, let's talk about you.
Samson, what makes you so strong?
Exercise, my dear.
Oh, no, Samson. It isn't exercise. It's something special. Else you couldn't escape from whole armies as you have. You're so strong, nothing can hold you.
You, want to know my secret, huh?
Yes, Samson.
Well, Delilah, if someone were to bind me with a green and unused bowstring, I could not escape. I would be as weak as any man. Delilah, dear, what's the matter?
You lied to me about the bowstring. It didn't make you weak at all.
You're evil and wicked, Delilah. You wanted my secret just so you could tell the Philistine general and he could capture me.
They forced me to tell
How
them.
Could they force you to tell?
Well, they did. Oh, Samson, you do believe me, don't you? Oh, Samson, you know I wouldn't lie to you. Truly, I wouldn't.
I hope not.
But you have lied to me, Samson. Please tell me the truth, Samson. Tell me the secret of your great strength.
All right, Delilah. You won't tell the Philistine general.
Oh, no, of course not, dear.
Well, if you braid my hair into 7 braids, then tie them to a stake, I'll become as weak as ordinary men.
Oh, thank you, Samson. You do love me, don't you? I hate you, Samson.
Hate me?
You've lied to me. You've mocked me. You've made fun of me. You won't tell me the truth about a simple little thing like the source of your strength.
Oh, but Delilah,
don't butt me. If you truly love me, you'd tell me the truth.
I can't, Delilah.
You don't love me. That's why you can't.
I do love you, Delilah.
Then tell me the secret of your strength,
no.
Samson.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No. Aren't you ever going to talk about anything else?
No. Not until you tell me the truth about the secret source of your strength.
And it came to pass, when Delilah pressed him daily with her words, and urged him and nagged him, that his soul was vexed unto death, and he told her all the secrets of his heart.
You want to know my secret? Well, I'll tell you.
Don't lie to me again, Samson.
I won't. Anything to stop your constant nagging. Before I was born...
Yes?
An angel told my mother to never cut my hair or shave my head.
Oh?
If my hair be cut short, then I will become like other men. Weak, unable to protect myself from the Philistines.
That's the truth, Samson?
It is.
Oh, thank you, Samson. You do love me.
You know I do.
Oh, just the same, Samson, I wish you'd go now. I want to... Well, I've got to get ready for some visitors. I'll see you this evening at 8.
All right, Delilah. I'll be back at 8.
Goodbye, Samson.
Goodbye.
See you this evening. Martha? Martha!
Yes, mistress?
Quick, run get the general and have him come here at once. At once, do you hear?
Yes, mistress.
But was he telling you the truth, Delilah?
I'm sure he was, General. I could tell by the way he said it.
At last. We'll have him in our power.
He's coming back at 8 o'clock. You and your men get here about 7:30. I'll hide you in the other room. I'll get Samson to sleep, and then the barber can shave his head. And he'll be just as weak as any other man. Samson. Samson. He's asleep. General, you and your men can come in now.
Asleep?
Sound asleep. Where's the barber?
This is he. Get busy, barber. Shave this man's head.
And then get him out of here. I've betrayed him, and I don't want him to be around any longer than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And when Samson awoke out of the sleep, he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. The Philistines took him captive, and put out his eyes, and brought him to Gaza, and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Then the Lord of the Philistines made a great feast, and they brought Samson in their midst to scorn and laugh at him.
Well, Samson, you're not so strong now. How do you like being a slave, grinding our corn? You slew lions, you fought entire armies, and now, Samson, you're going out there in the arena and furnish sport for my guests. We'll see how strong you are.
But, General, I am blind.
Ah, so you are. That'll be even greater sport. Lad, lead Samson out to the center of the arena.
There were some 3,000 Philistine lords and ladies that made merry over Samson. When the ordeal was over, the lad led Samson back out of the arena.
I'm tired, lad, awfully tired. Show me to the pillars that hold up this great building, that I might lean on them and rest.
Yes, sir. Right this way, sir. Is it true, sir, that you used to be as strong as a dozen oxen?
The Lord God of heaven gave me strength, yes.
You killed a lion with your bare hands?
Yes, lad. With God's help.
Why aren't you strong now, like you used to be?
Because I let the love for a wicked woman and my own false pride get the best of me. And I disobeyed God.
Oh, here you are, sir. These are the pillars of the building.
Oh, thank you, lad. Now, why don't you go outside and, well, out in the sunlight. Get some fresh air. I do want you out of the building. Will you go?
Well, all right, sir. If you want me to.
I do. And hurry, lad.
I'll be back after a little while.
Oh, Lord God of Abraham and Isaac, forgive me, I pray thee, for my grievous transgressions. Remember me now, and strengthen me, that I may be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes, and for thee. Give me the strength to push against these pillars. Bring down this house upon these wicked Philistines. Thank you. Amen. I will die along with the wicked Philistines.
And thus ended the life of Samson, the champion of champions. The evil Philistines he slew at his death were more than those he slew in his entire life, bringing judgment to the Philistines who worshipped the false god Dagon and scorned the true God of heaven.